giving all praises to God for this another blessing to those who share with me both the burden and the blessing of the ministry. We to the deacons, officers, trustees, and members of Ebenezer, to this choir. Amen. They have truly blessed our heart. We was truly blessed by the offertory selection featuring Sister Robertson on the handbells. Starring Sister Robertson on the handbells. Amen. We are grateful for Sister Crawford this morning, allowing Ebenezer to share in her special occasion. Amen. Amen. Today is the day that she has been baptized, and we are grateful to be able to share with her. We're grateful for her uncle, Uncle Alexander, Frederick Alexander, sharing with us in from the pulpit. If you would, we would like to call your attention to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. And we would like to begin reading at verse 25. Acts 16. Beginning at verse 25. By the inspiration of God and by the pen of Luke, these words are recorded. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prisoner awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and his straightway. We read in verse 34. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. We read into your hearing Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 34. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. We would like to use as a subject this morning, midnight prayer meeting. Midnight prayer meeting. In the text, it is midnight. But it is midnight in our world today. In a confusing time. A time where you know things are changing. One thing about midnight, it is the end of one day and the beginning of the next. And in our world, we find ourselves in this midnight, the end of an era, end of a season, the end of a period of time, and now we're being ushered into a new day. And midnight can be scary. We know what happened on yesterday, but we're just not sure what's going to happen on tomorrow. midnight can be a scary time. It can be scary because we live in a time where people are not trying to be, live, survive by the fittest or survival of the fittest. We live now by survival of the slickest. Everywhere you meet, everyone you talk to, you feel like they coming at you, don't you? You feel like you're always in a negotiation. You're always in a deal. It's scary time. It's also scary in our spiritual life. We look now and some of the things that were foundational for our beliefs are now up in the air. The things that our parents and foreparents held dear to seem to be compromised. Midnight is a scary time. Midnight is a difficult time. But I come by to tell you, but even in midnight, the church is praying. Even in this midnight, there is a midnight prayer meeting. Yes, Paul didn't have time to get his name on the prayer list. Paul didn't have time to call around to make sure everybody was on the prayer line. He didn't have time to wait to get the other members of the believing community together. He found himself at midnight, and he knew it was a time to pray. At midnight, you pray even if you don't even have the right word. You pray in moans. You pray in groans. You just pray in sounds. At midnight is a time of prayer. This month of October, we're celebrating our music ministry, and I wanted to put mine in and say, why we sing? We sing because there is power in prayer. We sing because we know that when we take it to the Lord in prayer, we can leave it right there. That there is power in prayer. Wonder-working power, miracle-working power, power to make a child act right, power to change a life around, power to make a difference in your life, even in this midnight. Well, we see in this midnight prayer meeting, first, we see a reason for praying, because God answers prayers. Amen. Amen. That's why I do it. I pray because we serve a prayer answering God. I got enough sense to know it's not in my expression. It's not in my way of talking. It is in the power of God to answer when we pray. Now I do have to put a pin here. God don't always answer the way we want him to. He don't always answer yes. That sometimes he answers no. Sometimes he answers wait. Sometimes yes, he does answer yes, but he answers prayer. I'm grateful when he does say no. There have been some times I can look back over my life, and when I think things over, I am grateful that God vetoed some of my requests, that God denied them, that God turned them. I didn't like it then, but I can understand it now. God answers prayer. Even in this text, he answered their prayer. You can almost get a sense about what they were praying for based on how God answered the prayer. What did he do? What did he do? When they prayed, he says that the prisoners heard them. See, you gotta understand, Paul wanted to be seen and heard. For Jesus' sake. Paul wanted people to know that he was a follower of Christ. He wanted people to feel his presence, to see him there. And so to be in prison and praying, God answered his prayers because the prisoners heard him. The prisoners was able to be a witness to what God was doing. Listen, the text said that they prayed and sang praises. And it's not like what we do today. We assign that, you know, one person each. It's kind of like a devotion. We have one person do the song. We do another, have another person do the prayer. But in Paul with Silas, they would have been praying and singing together. Think of it this way. They would have been praying the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And then they will sing the Lord's Shepherd Psalms. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So as the prisoner, they're hearing them praying and simultaneously hearing them quoting scripture and singing praises unto God. Now I know y'all don't know what happens in prisons. I know y'all have stayed away from prisons. I know y'all have stayed from dungeons. But in my research, I found out that praying and singing is not common. It's not the norm. In prison. It's not the everyday occurrence in prison. They prayed and the prisoners heard them. The others heard them pray. Not only did the prisoners hear them, God moved by shifting the earth. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. He shook the earth. And Luke describes it as a great earthquake with pinpoint accuracy. This is an earthquake that shook the building without tearing up the roof, but the shackles fell off. It was strong enough to break shackles, but not strong enough to break shingles. I'm just saying it was, it broke the shackles, set them free. And even the doors swang open. See, when you pray and pray right, God will move the earth. You can stay put and God will shift the earth in your favor. God will move everything else around you. I remember when I was young, a few years ago, I had a hair full of hair. I used to slick it back and I was thinking about Daniel in the lion's den. And I was thinking about how God would fix up Daniel so that hungry lions would look at him and not be hungry. I said, what did God do to Daniel that those lions wanted to attack him, but God fixed Daniel up so that the lions didn't attack him? I decided to read the scripture rather than just speculate on what happened. And when I read the scripture, it said that the Lord locked the lion's jaws. See, I know Daniel was praying for a way of escape. But Daniel was praying, "Get me out of this." And what God did was change the lion. See, God can change your environment. God can change your situation. God can change your job without you changing job. God can make a change in your boss without changing your position. God can make a change because God answers prayers. This evening after service, we're going to go and do a silent protest because we believe in the power of the vote. We believe you ought to cast your vote. You ought to make your vote. But I know that I got the right to vote because my people prayed. My ancestors didn't have the right to vote, but they did have the right to go down on their knees. And when they moved on their knees, God moved, so now I have the right. See, prayer by the power of God, God changed things. See, God answers prayers, and prayer changes things. Listen, after all this happened, now this is the part that gets me. Now this is when I get to heaven question, it ain't gonna stop me from getting to heaven. I got a little Thomas in me right here. Because I can understand why Paul and Silas didn't run out. I can justify that. They holy men. They didn't want no harm to come up on the jailer. They didn't want to escape. They wanted their time in court. They wanted to be able to speak their piece. They wanted to meet with the magistrate so he could speak and tell them the good news of Jesus. But the mystery for me is why the other prisoners didn't run. I mean, I know Paul was in there falsely accused, but I want to know why Pookie didn't run, because Pookie did it. Pookie know he broke into that car. He know he stole that purse. He know he did the deed, and now the door swang open. See, and I don't know. When I get to heaven, I'll figure out. But I do know this. When you pray together, you'll stay together. Even though they did it and knew that there will be punished, they knew staying with Paul was probably their best option. Yeah. Even hanging with Paul was better than in the streets and free. See, they knew that prayer can change things. Prayer changed prisoners. Changed the jailer. When the jailer saw this, when the door swung open, he assumed the worst. He assumed they all gone, and he knew that he would be held accountable for their life, life for life. And that's why he was ready to commit suicide. And that's still the world's solution to their problems. And I want to say to you, that is not a solution. That is never. Just hold on. What Paul said, do yourself no harm. He stopped them. He stopped them in this process, and the man jumped in. See, all you got to remember, if he went to sleep and Paul and them were praying and singing, you know how confident he felt in his superiority to Paul and Silas. He felt so good that they in their inner dungeon praying and singing, and it bored him to death that he went to sleep on them. Hearing them praying and singing put him to sleep like it did the day before when he heard the prisoners back there cussing and fussing. It didn't matter to him. He was indifferent to the message of Paul. And we live in a time where people feel like they are indifferent to the message of Jesus the Christ. The message of Christ is for you and you and you, just like it's for me and our ancestors before. The message of Christ is still relevant this day. Why we sing? Why we sing? Because God answers prayer. We sing because there's power in prayer. We sing because prayer changes things. And so, brothers and sisters, as we move to a close, I'm reminded of a saying. It's P-U-S-H. It simply spells PUSH. And PUSH is an acronym simply for pray until something happens. And brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today to keep praying. I want to encourage Ebenezer to keep praying. We want to encourage every mother, every father, regardless of where your child may be this morning. Keep praying. Keep praying until something happens. Keep pushing on. Keep talking to the Lord. Keep taking it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We can learn from this midnight prayer meeting. May God bless you and may God keep you today.